Continuing our 2008, our Decision 2008 coverage here on News Talk 1120 KMOX. They are voting in New Hampshire today, and Josh from Politico.com just reported that there's huge turnout, which is probably going to favor Barack Obama on the Democratic side and John McCain on the Republican side. The interesting thing to me about the Iowa caucuses last week and the New Hampshire primary today is that because they're such small states, there's a lot of what they call retail politics about going to the coffee shop or the bookstore or anywhere. You're likely to run into, if not the candidate, somebody who works for the candidate or wants to convince you to vote for the candidate, or a media person who wants to talk to you about which candidate you're going to vote for. This is kind of unfamiliar to us here in Missouri and Illinois because we don't get to see it that much. When a candidate comes here, they have a big event someplace, a big rally someplace. Hundreds or maybe a couple thousand people show up. There isn't really that personal connection unless you go to a home in Town and Country where somebody's having a party and you got to pay $1,300 to get in and have some bad Swedish meatballs and cold chicken. And then you get to shake the hand of the candidate for 14 seconds and they thank you for your money and then they move on. That's our version of retail politics. It's very different in Iowa and certainly in New Hampshire as well. Here to give us some perspective on that is a woman who grew up in the Metro East and lived in Troy, Illinois, before moving to New Hampshire some 3 years ago. Her name is Elaine Reite, and she joins us live from Salem, New Hampshire, this afternoon here on KMOX. Hi, Elaine. How are you?
Hi. Fine. Thank you.
So the retail politics, did you go to any of these events? Did you get up close and personal with any of these candidates?
I did. Since the fall up until Sunday, I have seen seven candidates here in New Hampshire.
Seven candidates. Which ones?
Four Democrats, three Republicans.
Okay. And when you go to these things, what's it like?
You know, it's absolutely fascinating. Being from the Middle East, like, or the Midwest, like you said, you don't have the exposure like you do here. And I had no idea what a huge, huge event this was going to be and how long it was going to last. Back in the fall, I went to a few of them, and it was very easy to access a candidate then. You could go up and talk to them after their short speech. You could shake their hand. You could ask them questions, anything you wanted to do, basically. Now, when it became closer to the primaries, that became more difficult, especially like the one I went to Sunday night was McCain, and it was a big auditorium. It wasn't the small coffee shop like I had been to or a house party before.
Was that the one where Wilford Brimley showed up?
It was.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we have confirmation. Wilford Brimley is on the McCain Straight Talk Express.
Yes, I did see him with my own two eyes. He was there.
Uh-huh. Did he say anything to the crowd?
He did not.
Okay. So take me back again to some of these smaller events. You talked about being able to go up and shake their hands and talk to them eye to eye. What did you say to them?
Basically, I said, hello, nice to meet you. Thank you for taking time to talk with us, and good luck.
You didn't have any questions for him?
No, I'm a stay-at-home mom. I don't have any huge causes at this point in my life. And if I did, they may not have wanted to hear them. But basically, I did. As a New Hampshire voter, I was surprised at the huge responsibility I felt in getting to know them and wanting them to know that, you know, we do appreciate their time and effort in coming out and trying to educate us. And I just wanted to express that to them and to let them know that it does resonate differently when you can meet them and say hello and hear what they have to say in person.
You talk about a responsibility, but are you kind of an anomaly, or are most people in New Hampshire like you that they want to go and meet these people and actually do?
Oh, absolutely. I think most people do. You know, it does take a little bit of effort to go and see them. And, of course, a lot of the candidates run late. And it is not cold today. It's a beautiful day here today, but it has been very cold, and there is a lot of snow here on the ground. So it does take effort to go out and see these people and talk with them. But the number of elderly people who go is just fascinating to me. I mean, they'll go, and they'll stand, and they'll sit, and they'll be in the cold, and they'll listen. And a lot of my friends and people that I know are very interested, too. So I would say I see a huge amount of interest from average Joes here in New Hampshire.
What about younger voters? We hear that in Iowa, Obama brought in a huge number of kids, like high school kids and college kids and people in their 20s. Have you seen that as well? Have you gone to any Obama events?
I did. I did go to a house party with Obama. Now, that was quite a while ago. That was back in the fall. And I did not see a large number of young people there. I haven't seen a large number of young people anywhere, actually.
You mentioned that you're a stay-at-home mom. Do you take your kids?
I did. I took my son to see Romney. That was at a very small coffee house, and we were like packed like sardines in there, shoulder to shoulder. He did get to shake his hand. I took all three of my children, their ages 12, 10, and 6, to see John McCain. And they did not think I was the best mother in the world for doing that.
Now, what do you mean?
Well, it was a little long, and it was also crowded. That was an auditorium. So even if we wanted to leave, we really couldn't. We were high up on bleachers. There was no way to get out.
That sounds like perfect fun for a six-year-old. What, are you kidding me?
No. Well, I tell you, you know, we had a couple of electronic things and snacks with us to make the time pass a little bit more. But there were protesters there when McCain started to speak.
Protesting what?
They were protesting his stance on health, AIDS health care, specifically.
Okay.
And they were quite vocal, quite disruptive, and it was about three different times that they interrupted his speech. And that was very interesting, and the kids definitely perked up then, you know, and wanted to see what was going on. They were marching around his stage with their signs and stamping, and then the crowd, McCain supporters, were booing. So that was interesting.
It's a show at that point.
Yeah, exactly. But I was so interested in seeing how McCain was going to handle that, and I thought he handled it very well.
Did your kids at any point say, that man's older than Grandpa?
No, they didn't. I hope they have a little more respect than that.
I'm talking with Elaine Rete, who's a Metro East native. She lived in Troy, Illinois, before moving to a suburb of Boston, Salem, New Hampshire, some 3 years ago. She and her three kids have been going to see some of the candidates who were begging for votes right up until today, which is the day that New Hampshire votes in their first-in-the-nation primary. And Elaine, in the time that you've been up there, how many times have you been polled, if you'll pardon the expression?
Zero.
Nobody, no media outlet, no campaign has called you up to say, who are you voting for?
Not one. I have heard person after person complain about barrage of phone calls that they've received from candidates. I have not gotten one.
Well, then let me be the first media outlet to say, Elaine, who'd you vote for?
Do I really have to say
that? No, you don't have to. It's America. Your ballot is cast in secret. You don't have to tell me if you don't want to.
But I will tell you. It was a very tough decision, and I don't know if seeing the candidates made it easier or harder. I'm guessing harder, but I did end up voting for McCain.
Okay. Are you a Republican?
Yes.
Okay. Why did you choose him? I'm curious.
After I actually was leaning toward Giuliani for a long time, and I saw him, too, and then I went and saw McCain, and I just felt a sincerity, a heartfelt love for his country, and I know a lot of other candidates have talked about that, especially, you know, Hillary yesterday, but there's something about him that just really resonated with me, and again, with his service records, I just felt that I do think he's a little bit too old, and that did bother me, but in the end, after I weighed everything, and there are a couple of issues that I don't agree with McCain on, but in the end, I just went with him.
Well, he's supposedly the front runner there in New Hampshire, mm-hmm. So you're obviously not alone in that state. I'm curious, though, as a Republican, do you look at any of the Democrats and think, you know what, this is a state where there's supposedly a lot of independents, and maybe I'm going to do the crossover thing? Do you look at Mrs. Clinton or Mr. Obama or any of the other Democrats and say, you know what, they have an appeal to me also?
Not those candidates.
Was there one Democrat that did catch your eye, though?
There was. Actually, Richardson. I also met him in person. And I thought he was extremely knowledgeable and also personable, which isn't always, you know, the most important thing. You know, his numbers, of course, aren't what it takes to win, and I even realized that at the time. But he was really wonderful, and if he had a larger following, that could have been a possibility. And I've heard and I've read that a third of voters in New Hampshire are independents, and I don't know if that's true or not.
It's a high number, whatever it is, and that may be what's part of the huge turnout, plus the good weather that you guys are having today.
Right.
Have the airwaves been absolutely flooded with political ads?
Absolutely flooded. Almost every second. That is almost a little hard to take after a while. I do watch them. I do listen to them. Again, I think it's my duty to do that, and I know that it's come to an end, that it's, you know, a finite period that happens in, but almost constantly, almost constantly.
Can you go any place without running into somebody attached to a campaign in some way or a media outlet?
Yes, that I haven't seen so much. Basically, you have to look for a candidate here, at least in Salem. Maybe if you get closer to Concord, the capital, you know, that might be a little more pervasive up there. But here, you have to seek them out.
And what did New Hampshireans, what is it, what do you call yourself? A New Hampshireite?
New Hampshireite.
New Hampshireite.
Actually, you know, I call myself a woman from the Midwest.
You're a Midwestern woman who happens to be in New Hampshire at the moment.
I'm a New Hampshireite transplant is what I call myself now.
I got you. What's the perception of Mitt Romney among you and other people in that area, considering that he was the governor of the neighboring state there in Massachusetts and was supposed to be the preemptive the preemptive leader in New Hampshire just because, you know, he was the next door guy. That apparently didn't have any appeal to you?
No, not at all. As a matter of fact, I have not heard anyone in my close circle say anything positive about Romney.
Wow.
He didn't have a great reputation in this area, and a lot of people from Massachusetts were not happy with his performance here either. So I haven't heard anything positive about Romney at all, so I'm not sure where all that's coming from.
Yeah, the interesting thing to me about New Hampshire is with the first in the nation primary, you get all of this attention for all of these months leading up to it, and then after today, it's frankly very likely you will never see these people again.
Absolutely true. What am I going to do?
Because once we get to the general election, it's the bigger states that are going to matter because of their huge electoral votes. California, Florida, Ohio, Illinois, New York, even Missouri is always a state that's in play. So are you happy to see that part of it come to an end?
You know, I think I am. It's almost like you're studying for a test and the test is over.
Mm.
So I maybe enough is enough. I'm not tired of it yet. But I think if it went on for much longer, it might become a little too wearisome.
Well, Elaine, I appreciate you taking the time to talk about it. I thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Elaine Reite from the Metro East, now living in Salem, New Hampshire. That first-person experience of being a part of the primary here on the Paul Harris Show on News Talk 1120 KMOX.